हरे रामा हरे रामा रामा हरे हरे.
वेलकम टू दिस स्पेशल Kartik inspiration. Today our hearts are full with gratitude. Gratitude to Srila Prabhupada's amazing kindness on us. On this disappearance day, we all are asked to think about our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, and I would like to focus today on just his gifts. There is a beautiful section in the Garuda Purana where it mentions six things that liberate us from the cycle of birth and death, and as you will hear them, you will see that these are gifts which Srila Prabhupada has given. Ekadashi, the Bhagavad Gita, the water of Goddess Ganga Devi. Without him we would not have known anything about this. The leaves of Tulasi Devi, the water from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Charanamrita, and the holy names of the Lord. There are of course innumerable other presents that go beyond this collection from the Garuda Purana. Surdas, the great poet, speaks about another set of blessings he has received from his gurus. Surdas gives this most beautiful prayer from his spiritual master. I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master who gave me beautiful Kantimala, effulgent Tilak, the beautiful form of a devotee. No, he has given me birth, really, and at birth he gave me the Tulsi Kantimala and the Tilak and so on. And then he offered me his shelter. In one of his hands, my exalted spiritual master holds my hand, and with the other hand he is holding the lamp of knowledge, which helps me to cross over the dark ocean of the material world. Surdas says, my guru deserves the greatest respect because only he can rescue one in a blinking of an eye. I bow down to him again and yet again. Actually, to be close with service to one's spiritual master is the guarantee that Krishna accepts us. When Krishna hears the recommendation of our spiritual master, oh, he is so-and-so, then he will accept us because he will never deny his devotees. He is actually committed or devoted to his devotees. So therefore, the secret of spiritual life lies in the pleasure of the spiritual master. And today, I'm sitting down and I'm vouching or pledging again my full surrender and service to his lotus feet. I'm not doing it because then I will get blessings and so on. I do it because I love him, because he has bound my heart with his kindness. So much more to say, but there will be other opportunities. Here's a PS. I just can't stop here. I want to request you to sit down and for a moment in the peace of your room or wherever you are, think in which way Srila Prabhupada has entered your life and blessed you in your life. This will help you very much to form a deeply felt relationship with Srila Prabhupada. See you for next Kartik Inspirations.